This program may be interrupted at any time to bring you the latest news. For the latest news, keep tuned to NBC. Ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade is brought to you by Crisco, the pure all-vegetable shortening. It's digestible. And now here's Zella Lane. Golly, Zella, how do you keep up with the questions you get on Crisco's new cookbook?
That's easy. I just carry a copy of this new Crisco wartime cookbook with me everywhere. And does it attract attention? Recipes for Good Eating, it's called. A perfect gem, friends. You see, it's packed with Crisco recipes. 64 pages, with color photographs of tempting dishes and pictures galore illustrating simple cooking methods. Of course, that's only half the story. You know, it's the most practical cookbook imaginable, especially these days when marketing can be a problem. You should see the variety of tempting Crisco recipes, a new twist for wartime meals. Grand ways to fix leftovers, appetizing Crisco tricks for inexpensive cuts of meats, and then there are wonderful Crisco cakes and pies. Nothing's overlooked. It even gives alternate ingredients for recipes in case there are foods you can't buy. I could go on for hours, but goodness, you'll want to get one of your own. Just print your name and address clearly. Mail it with 10 cents in coin and a Crisco label any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. I'll repeat that. 10 cents in coin with a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. The offer is only good in the United States, and since you'll have to allow 14 to 18 days for delivery, send today for Crisco's new wartime cookbook. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Good. Vic is stretched at full length on the davenport. For the last 20 minutes or so, he's been fast asleep. Sade, who has just this moment arrived home from a downtown shopping expedition, stands over her husband about to rouse him. Listen.
Vic, wake up. Come on, jump up from there.
No.
You have to wake up. Hurry.
Oh, it's my...
Take this dust rag.
You back from downtown?
No, I'm in Peoria.
The woman called you on the telephone about an hour ago. She didn't... What's that?
It's a dust rag.
I don't want it.
Oh, yes, you do.
Am I having a bad dream or something? I can't quite...
Jump up on your feet and walk around and get awake. We got to pitch in and work. Herb and Kissy Lunge are coming.
Herb and Kissy Lunge?
They're stopping past sometime tonight on their way to Keokuk, Iowa. I just found a postal card in the mailbox. And this house is a perfect fright. We gotta whip it into shape. Here's your dust rag.
I must be having bad dreams. I don't want any half-wick wash rag.
Oh, yes, you do. We have to go over this place from top to bottom. We have to scrub linoleum and... That you, Russell?
Yeah, I was up to...
Bring a broom! Get out.
Holy smoke, kiddo. You got what completely out of your head.
Bring a broom.
Broom?
Yes, and come scooting. Person would have thought Kissy to give a person some warning. Tonight they're stopping past around 9 or 10 o'clock, she says in her postal card. But they're driving their automobile. When you're driving your automobile, you can't keep to any schedule. They might arrive at 8 or 7. Vic, get out.
Kindly take that dust rag out of my face.
Well, here.
I don't want it.
You do, too, want it.
Poor miserable lame brain hyena emerges from a sweet, sweet dream and finds himself being slapped by...
Go sweep the front porch, Russell.
What?
Take your broom and sweep the front porch. When you get through, sweep the back porch. And I want to see good, thorough jobs done both places. I'm going to inspect your work, so don't try to get away with any carelessness.
What is this?
I hope Mama chooses to answer your question, Harry. She sure as thunder won't answer any of mine. I was sound asleep.
We got no time for talking trash, fellas. We have to pitch in and get this house to where it shines.
Well, all I want to know is what...
Herb and Kissy Lunger are stopping past tonight. You don't know him.
I don't know him either.
No, I don't suppose you do. It's supposed to show how much attention you pay when your wife tells you trash.
Have you ever mentioned any Herb and Kissy Lunger, I'll tear my undershirt in the little
I've mentioned Herb and Kissy Lunger 800 billion squillion times. Herb and Kissy Lunger, dear old arms around the neck, chums of Ed and Margaret McFrop there in Logansport, Indiana. Now tell me you don't know Ed and Margaret McFrop.
I know and love Ed and Margaret McFrop, but I...
These people that are stopping past this evening are dear old pals of Mr. and Mrs. McFrop. Mm-hmm. Mr. and Mrs. Lunge, the name is. Margaret never writes but what she don't mention Herb and Kissy a dozen times in every paragraph. But will you get up from here?
I'm hardly awake yet. For Pete's sake, quit poking that numbskull wash rag in my face.
Take it.
I want to know more about this sudden cyclone that's descended on our home. Can't expect a man to
I'll
wake up.
I'll read you the postal card.
Oh, boy, what ecstasy.
Willie, hop out on the front porch with your broom.
Sweet porches at almost supper time?
Oh, look at us all standing here in a heap doing nothing.
Read the postal card.
Yeah, I want to know what all the commotion's about myself.
All right, and then let's everybody pitch in. Dear Ms. Gook, I suppose you will think I got my nerve writing to you this way, but Ed and Margaret have talked about you so much and so often, I just feel like we're old friends. Ed and Margaret simply insisted... This beginning trash is just talky-talk explaining who she is and stuff. Next paragraph, it says, Herbert is driving to Keokuk, Iowa tomorrow on business for the government, and I am going along. Your city is on the route, and Ed and Margaret wouldn't take no for an answer that we stop by a few minutes and say hello. Herbert estimates we should arrive at your home around 9 or 10 in the evening. Hope you don't have other plans, Catherine Lunge.
You don't even know these lugs, huh? Well,
of course they don't.
You never even met them or set eyes on them or in any way, shape, or form had even the remotest feelings.
No. Haven't you even got that through your head yet? You must have been asleep. Come on now, wake up.
You found that postal card in the mailbox, huh?
No, I found it floating out in Miller Park Lake.
What do you mean?
Pull yourself together, Vic. This house, we got to pitch in and clean it.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to the Bijo tonight.
I've got a date with Ike Kneesuffer.
Yes, to pitch indoor horseshoes. Forget indoor horseshoes. Now listen, fellas. Every stick of furniture in the house has to be polished till it shines. The kitchen linoleum's got to be scrubbed. Russell, you got to pick up them sticks and pieces of paper out in the yard. And I want my upstairs floors gone over with the mop. Look at these living room windows. They're so dirty you can see your face in them.
All this for a couple of yaps you never even seen before.
I wonder what Ed and Margaret would say if they heard you refer to their dear old chums as yaps.
No, but my God.
I've never seen the mayor of Michigan before either, but if he dropped me a postal card announcing he was intending to stop past and pay me a call, I think I'd try to make my home present.
Doorbell's ringing.
Doorbell's ringing. The doorbell's ringing.
Couldn't be Herb and Kissy this quick.
It's a brick mush man. I can see him.
Oh, yeah, a brick mush man. A dandy old brick mush man. Clap hands is a brick mush man.
Well, I'll dispose of him in a hurry. Vic, you realize you're still laying on that Davenport.
I'm stupefied by all this excitement. It's a wonder the shock of waking up and finding the dust rag in my face.
Okay, one with your broom.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, I'll say.
I have to go to the Bijo this evening. Already got my ticket bought.
I'm scheduled to appear in Ike Kneesuffer's basement at 7 on the dot.
Mom will probably make us scrub linoleum and wash windows till Mr. and Mrs. Whatchamacallit get here.
The thought is appalling.
Wish I hadn't come home. I was standing up at the corner of Kelsey Street, and I saw Mom go up in the porch and feel in the mailbox and drag out the half-lit postal card. I watched her read it. She must have read it 5 times. Then she started to run for the door. Naturally, I wondered what was up, so I hurried home to find out. First words I heard was, Russell, bring a broom.
Think of me. I was sound asleep. I was wrenched from the land of dreams by a rude hand on my shoulder.
You don't know these people that's coming any more than Mom does, huh?
No. I'm convinced they're most inferior beings. I have a feeling that Herb throws stones at poor old ladies. Kissy, I'm positive, steals coal from the different railroads there in Logansport, Indiana. Herb and Kissy should be in prison. Herb and Kissy have no right to associate with decent people.
You still on that Davenport?
Better get on your feet.
No, I...
Darn brick mush man wanted to indulge in a fine, long, sociable chat. Don't take your broom out there and start sweeping just yet, Russell. He's sitting in the porch swing, changing the shoestrings in his shoes.
Uh-huh.
Might as well grab your dust rag and begin, Vic. There's oceans of work for all of us, and we haven't got a minute to spare.
We'll take time out for supper, won't we?
No.
No?
I imagine you won't starve missing one meal. We can eat after Herb and Chrissy have left.
Hey, your postal card says tomorrow. Says Herbert is driving to Keokuk, Iowa tomorrow.
Oh, use your noodle. It was written yesterday. Can't you see the date on top? Tomorrow means today.
At the same time, her meaning is cloudy.
Oh, yes, her meaning is cloudy.
You mentioned the lame brain windows. It'll be dark when they arrive. But
are you just going to stand there twiddling that dust rag and thinking up excuses and alibis?
Listen to what the poor old half-wit baboon is saying, can't you? Boob and Huggy won't get here till 9 o'clock.
Not Boob and Huggy. Herb and Kissy.
Kissy.
Kissy is baby talk for Catherine.
It sure is. No, but what's the sense in washing windows for people to look at after dark?
It stays light later and later these evenings. It's the summertime, you know. Russell, be straightening the books in the bookcase till the brickmush man goes. They're all crooked and sloppy. Goodness, we don't have to look for jobs. There's 40,000 of them. Why, I wouldn't have Herb and Kissy Lund see this place the way it is now for a farm.
You're serious, then, when you propose we break our backs on household junk clear up to 9 o'clock?
Maybe 10 o'clock.
You mentioned mopping upstairs floors. You mentioned scrubbing the linoleum. Are Boob and Huggy going to call
Herb and Kissy.
But why?
Oh, my, and now arguments and debates.
I'm only asking what your purpose is in mopping the upstairs floors.
They'll be going upstairs. They'll want to wash their faces and hands. Remember, they'll have driven all the way from Logansport, Indiana.
So you're suggesting that hyena grease here and myself plug away like plow horses clear up to 9 o'clock?
Maybe 10 o'clock.
And going without supper?
And going without supper.
I have a date tonight.
Can't help it.
I have a date tonight.
Can't help it.
My reaction to this ridiculous...
Come on now, jump. Both of you. We're through with the talky-talk and through with the trash. Let's waltz in and not waste another second. Dick, get busy with your dust rag. Russell, the brickmush man is gone now, so skip along to the porch with your broom. And I'm going out and scrub the linoleum. As soon as you're through with what you're doing, let me know.
Mm.
The tower, and I'll give you another job.
Oh.
And don't worry, there's jobs by the bushel.
What's these people's name?
Herb and Kissy Lund.
I hate Herb and Kissy Lund.
I hate Herb and Kissy Lund. Say.
Yes? What you want?
We hate Herb and Kissy Lund.
Concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And now here's Zella Leigh.
Friends, is your family kind of a tired and hungry lot when they sit down to dinner? Mine is. It sort of does your heart good to see them pitch into a meal and really enjoy it. And Crisco is a blessing for meals like that. Everything tastes so good and looks good. Now take, for instance, when you have some leftover meat and cold potatoes you want to use up. You couldn't ask for a more tempting dish than Crisco fried hash. Have you had any lately? My Crisco turns it out just as crisp and crusty as you please. And incidentally, if you have qualms about fried foods upsetting digestions, well, really, that's something you can forget. You see, Crisco fried foods don't bother anyone, not even the youngsters. They're so crisp and light, you know they agree. Why, Crisco itself is digestible. Really, it's pure and all vegetable. Just the finest quality shortening you can buy. Remember that. With Crisco, everything you cook tastes better, and it's digestible. Yes, and make a note to send for Crisco's new wartime cookbook I mentioned before. Recipes for Good Eating. Just mail your name and address and 10 cents in coin with a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible. This is the National Broadcasting Company.